another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition. Your host, Eddie Greer, here in Manhattan, Kansas, as usual, for this podcast, all things K-State. Coming at you on this Tuesday evening, recording this Tuesday evening, will be posted tomorrow night, per usual, a mid-look around the Big 12 here real quickly for K-State on this 15th of November, 2022. Nothing like winter in the middle of fall. Anyways, let's get on right down to business. Obviously, for K-State, you know the deal, K-State Nation. You win out, you're going to the Big 12 Championship. That's what's all you need to know. Nothing too complicated, nothing stupid, nothing like that, right? K-State handles their business against a West Virginia team that's off the field searching for answers right now and still looking to get bowl eligible there as well. Then you got to take on a KU team that's very much improved, really building off of what, and I've said this multiple times before, yes, I know, Wildcat Nation, I apologize, but KU, they played very well in the second half of last year. It's carried on into this year, and this is why they're sitting at 6-4, and they welcome a team that they've beaten, two of the last four times in Lawrence. That team is Texas, and yeah, they're sitting, one spot between them is TCU there, Texas Tech, the wrong Texas team, too many Texas teams, and we're going to get another one in next year in Houston with the new Big 12 conference there, begins there. And oh, by the way, yeah, I thought Texas, Oklahoma, we're going to leave this year. All rumors really pointed to Oklahoma, Texas leaving. But they're going to be sticking around. So you're going to have 14 teams in the Big 12 Conference beginning next year. How about those apples? But we still have unfinished business left in 2022. So Texas. Excuse me. Having to go to KU again, where they had some nightmares there for them. So they had to deal with that as well. And that, oh, by the way, that's a 2:30 slot game. The first game of the Big 12 schedule is fourth-ranked TCU having to go to Baylor. Woo! Now, TCU has already clinched a spot. Well, they're the top dogs right now, obviously, all year long. So they're undefeated still, but they're playing for possibly more than that, obviously, 10-0. And they're going to be going to Waco to take on Baylor, which probably is going to be a little bit pissed off because we drilled them last week, 31-3. So they're going to be hungry to get off the mat here. That's the first game off the slate. And then we got a raw game at 1. Then Texas coming in there at 18th rank in the country to Lawrence. Both those teams, by the way, 6-4. There's, well, K-State. And oh, by the way, the new college football rankings here will be coming out very shortly, so this is going to change. K-State is 19th right now. That could change maybe a spot, maybe a couple of spots up there. I know K-State is sitting there, I believe 17th. For whatever reason, I haven't checked the AP. I should probably do that. yes, well, in any other games in prime time at 6, you have 5-5, Texas Tech. One more win for bowl eligibility against Iowa State and Ames. That will not be easy. Iowa State 4-6, come off the loss to who did they lose to? Yeah, Oklahoma State. Behind a revived Spencer Sanders there. So interesting game there. And then how about this? Who on your guys' bingo card had these teams? 73 Oklahoma State, Oklahoma 5-5. Who had that? Do I see hands? I don't see any hands around here. So that's the match that we're looking at. ABC has it there. And, of course, FS1 has the Tech-Iowa State game. Yeah, Oklahoma Bedlam going to be a little bit underwhelming this year. But still, though, it's a rivalry game. So you're going to probably get your usual drama there in that football game. Yeah, it's been a long one. In the football game right there as well. And going back to our game, K-State, West Virginia, on the Big 12 ESPN Plus app. I do not understand. I might have griped on this on one of the dailies already, but I'll gripe again. I just don't understand. You have a Kansas State team that's trying to get to Arlington. This should be a televised game. I don't care if West Virginia's 4-6. I don't care less about that. This game should be at least maybe ESPN2, at least, or FS1. Even I'll even go with that. I even trade Tech Iowa State. I put them on the Big 12 ESPN Plus app for K-State, West Virginia. I'm just saying because, I mean, Tech and Iowa State, they're out of the running for the Big 12 spot, for the other spot. Anyway, so, yeah, I just have an issue with that. I hope I'm not the only issue with that because you got to go. I mean, I have the app anyway, so it don't matter to me, you know, what, it doesn't matter to me what, you know, at this point, you mean, so, but anyways, yep, so K-State, West Virginia, there as well. Will Howard-led Cats now will try to lead K-State over these next 2 weeks here, try to put themselves in great position. Well, they're already in position. They just need to come through. You don't get a rare second chance in cash in. You got to do what you got to do. Got to win ball games, and this veteran K-State team, the window's open. You got to punch it in. Now's the time to get to Arlington this year would be it, because all the talk all year long, including our podcast included, you've heard me say this all year long, Arlington, we want to get to Arlington. We want to be a part of that Big 12 championship. Well, here we go again. We thought we lost it against Texas. I sat on here last week, said we got no shot. I literally said a week ago, we said we have no shot getting Arlington. Now, a week later, oh, damn. Thank you, Texas. We have an opportunity to get to go to Arlington for a more likely possible region match with TCU, that which everybody wants, including yours truly, against TCU there. So, lots at stake here in the next 2 weeks here. Got to take it 1 week at a time. You got to take care of West Virginia. Put the nail in the coffin on those jokers here this week. And then look ahead to Rivalry Week next week. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. K-State Nation. You're not subscribed now. What are you waiting for? We're closing on very fastly the end of 2022. And K-State football right now on a mission, hopefully, to get themselves to the Big 12 championship game. So we'll see what happens later this weekend. So there's that. And then, of course, yeah, we got basketball when you listen to this tomorrow on Thursday night with a doubleheader with the men's and a big showdown, non-con showdown with K-State Women's Basketball welcomes 4th-ranked Iowa to Bramlage. So looking forward to that as well. And, of course, when this episode goes out, volleyball is going to be in action. We'll be about to get started against Oklahoma as well. I'm going to quit talking here. Eddie Greer for the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it. Appreciate you. K-State, West Virginia, 1 p.m. on the Big 12 Now, ESPN Plus this weekend.